You turn now in your Bibles to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. And we're reading this morning verses 18 through 33. Romans 9, 18 through 33. Hear now the word of the Lord. So then he has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will? On the contrary, you, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this, will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? What if God, desiring to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy which he prepared beforehand for glory. Even us, whom he also called, not from among the Jews only, but also from among Gentiles. As he says also in Hosea, I will call those who were not my people, my people, and her who was not beloved, beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be like the sand of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved. For the Lord will execute his word on the earth thoroughly and quickly. And just as Isaiah foretold, unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left to us a posterity, we would have become like Sodom and would have resembled Gomorrah. What shall we say then? The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith. But Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness, did not arrive at that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as though it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone, just as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. And that is the word of the Lord. So as we come to these verses, if the Lord is sovereign over all things, even salvation from judgment and wrath, that before people are born, before people have done anything good or bad, the Lord elects some to be saved and others he leaves in their sin, leading to destruction. If the Lord is just and all would perish, yet for some, by his mercy and compassion and by his eternal decree, calls them out of darkness and into a marvelous light. If all that is true of the Lord, that is the beginning of chapter 9 and everything that comes before it, if all that is true of the Lord, which it is, then the natural question comes, why does the Lord still find fault with those who perish? But if that is who God is, and you are a mere man, then who are you to answer back to God and question him that way? The clay, it says here, does not say to the potter, why did you make me like this? Isn't the potter in control, he's saying, to make from one lump a bowl for honorable use, and then maybe even from the same lump a bowl for dishonorable use or common use? And the rhetorical question comes in verse 22. What if God, desiring to demonstrate his wrath and make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And the rhetorical question has as its answer, yes. And we see that even in verse 23. And he did so. He did that. God did desire to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction. He did do that. He does desire to demonstrate his wrath and power. He does desire to demonstrate who he is, even upon those whom he endures with much patience. Those who will never believe in him. He doesn't judge them immediately. So he's patient with them. Never to be saved, though. But who will always continue in their sin because they are prepared beforehand for destruction and judgment and wrath. God in eternity past decreed that he would leave them in their sin and they would be judged eternally. All to show his wrath and power. All to show who he is, to show his glory. And as he shows forth his wrath and power, he does so for believers. Those whom he saves from his wrath and power, as he shows that he makes known to us believers, and he says Jews and Gentiles, he makes known to us believers the riches of his glory. It says upon the vessels of mercy who were prepared in eternity past by his decree for glory. And it isn't like you shouldn't know this. For those things were talked about throughout the Old Testament. He starts listing a few places in Hosea and Isaiah. What wonderful mercy. Because we ought to be like Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, in our sin, and like them be judged. But by God's mercy and compassion we have been saved. And so the question in verse 19 should rather read, why does the Lord find mercy with those who don't perish? That's the real question that should be asked. And it often in our sinfulness, that's the verse 19 is the question we ask. Why does he still find fault? He should find fault with everyone. And so the question is, why did he show mercy? And such people the Lord in his providence decreed would be his people, his elect. They would be saved. They're saved not by works, as we remember, Romans 3 and 4, but they are saved. They are justified by faith alone. And those who tried to be saved by their works and themselves, they stumbled over Jesus, the stone of stumbling, the rock of offense. He who believes in Jesus will not be disappointed. They won't be disappointed, for there is no wrath towards you at destruction, at the judgment. There is not destruction, but only riches of God's glory upon vessels of his mercy who are prepared beforehand for glory. And that is God's word. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we do thank you for your eternal purposes, your decrees, your providence, your sovereignty, your wrath and power, your judgments, how you are just and righteous in all things. We thank you that you're also a God not just of holiness and power and wrath, but you are a God who is love, who is merciful and good to your people. And we should be asking continually, why would you show mercy? Why would you find mercy, place mercy upon those who are deserving of perishing and destruction and judgment and your wrath? And we know it's because you are the potter and we're the clay. And in your eternal decrees, you loved us before the foundation of the world. And you sent Jesus, you planned to send Jesus into the world to save us from our sin. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you that we are vessels of mercy, many here, if not all. And so, Father, we ask that you would show us the riches of your mercy. How we have deserved what Esau received and what Pharaoh received and many others. And yet you have given us what Abraham and Isaac and Jacob have received. And Father, we know it is only because of your desiring to disclose yourself to us that you're a God mighty in power and wrath and yet rich to us in mercy. And you have prepared us beforehand for glory. You predestined us to be holy. And so, Father, we look forward to you sanctifying us of our sin and putting that sin to death. We ask that you would give us that desire ourselves to put that sin to death and not live any longer as that old creation, the old man, but that we would be that new creation, living lives holy unto Christ for your glory. And gracious Father, we thank you that for many of us, Jesus was not a stumbling stone or a rock of offense, but you made him to be to us a great Savior, and our King, and our Priest, and our Prophet who speaks to us. Yet, Father, any who are here who don't know you, we know from this passage here that you have decreed where they will be in the end, whether that be under your wrath and power, or whether that would be a vessel of mercy, receiving the riches of your glory. Father, we ask that you would save them, that you would be merciful to them just as you were merciful to us, not in anything to do with us, but only because of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his righteousness. So, Father, be merciful. Send your Spirit today. And may this be the day of salvation for some. For these things we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.